Hey everyone, let's take a look at honestly one of the most terrifying moments in the Gospel of Luke, Judas's betrayal of Jesus. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them, and they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. I say this is scary because until we see how we could be a Judas, I think there's a real danger that we could become him. In other words, he was just an average disciple. He wasn't extraordinarily wicked compared to the others. So let's look at this scene. First, Satan has not been mentioned since the temptation. And if you'll remember, Jesus resisted Satan in the wilderness. And then it said that Satan departed from him until an opportune time. Well, apparently he's found that time. The heart of Judas, we see, has become a place where Satan can find an entryway. And the point here is not, again, that Judas was doing black magic or doing horrible things, but he was entertaining resentment, perhaps, envy, perhaps, greed. The point is, he was entertaining sin, and that provided just the opportunity for Satan to come in and to make his way. And so I think that's really important. He is the only person in all of the Gospels and really all of Scripture that is described as Satan entering into him. And of course, Satan understands that there's a great opportunity here. This is the Son of God. He recognizes who Jesus is. The demons know who Jesus is. And so I think this shows an extraordinary level of commitment on the part of Satan to try to undo his sworn enemy and to remove him. I think there's an Old Testament echo here. Remember, Judas is just the translation through Greek of the name Judah. And if we go to the Old Testament, Judah was one of the 12 brothers, the sons of Jacob, who did what? Suggested and plotted and made it possible for Joseph to be given into slavery, to be betrayed by his brothers and given into slavery. So I think Judas is a New Testament Judah. The sad and tragic thing about Judah is that if you follow Judas' story in Genesis, we find that his story has an arc of repentance. In other words, he wasn't destined by his betrayal to remain in disobedience and being a vehicle of evil, but he decided to repent. He decided to take the opportunity to repent. Unfortunately, Judas will not, and that's, again, terrifying. The scene, it says that he conspired with the Jews. The word that it uses is the word that we get for strategy. And I think, again, this suggests that this wasn't just a moment. I think the reason that Satan was able to enter Judas is because for some time his heart had been a place of nursing, we don't know what, wounded pride, resentment, hurt, jealousy, envy, we don't know. But I don't think Satan would have entered into him if there hadn't been, for some time, something going on in the heart of Judas that made Satan say, aha, that's the guy, that's my opportunity, because he is brooding on evil. It's interesting to consider why. First of all, what motivated Judas? The text doesn't tell us. And because the text doesn't tell us, I think that suggests that there's a wide range of possibility, and that should make us think more about ourselves. In other words, what might motivate us to be in a similar circumstance? I think the text doesn't want us to tell us precisely what it is so that we don't dismiss a motive that we might have as a possibility for that. But some of the motives that have been suggested, two are the most prominent. One is envy. In other words, maybe Judas was compelled by the power, the personality of Jesus, but he also resented it because he didn't have it, and that ultimately led him to this place. Another possible motivation is greed. After all, he betrays him for money, and Jesus has taught an awful lot about money, and the other Gospels tell us that Judas kept the money. So I think those are all possible reasons why he decided to betray him. And remember what money does. Money promises us this illusory idea that we can control our lives. And, you know, the invitation to be a disciple of Jesus is an invitation to give up control, to give up having to have your way, and to be able to flow with the will of God. Money says, if you just have this much money, you will be able to control outcomes. And that is a great and a satanic lie. And that's why I think the love of money is the root of all evil, because it's buying into the lie that if I have enough money, I can control outcomes in my life and I won't have to trust God. Finally, maybe the most harrowing moment in all of it is in verse 6, where it says that Judas consented. This is a reminder, I think, that evil is never forced upon us. Temptation might be forced upon us. But the moment of truth, the moment of not being able to back out, is when Judas said yes to the plot to betray Jesus. And that should remind us how important the gift of free will that God gives us is. The greatest treasure we can give to God is a yes to his will. And the greatest betrayal of him would be a no to his will. And so may we resist the temptation that faces us all. May we not have hearts that brood over evil. And may we never consent to betray our Lord. But if we do, with Judah in the Old Testament as an example, Peter is a New Testament example, may we repent and may we find the forgiveness that is abundant in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.